What a fascinating hour. Golly, you know, at the very end, you were talking about the first thing is to recognize that we're sacred.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say the first thing is to recognize that you're wounded. And I so appreciate what you said and how you shared that. And it's a different frame of reference than what I'm accustomed to. And that was very profound for me. The other thing, and I welcome if you have the time to expand on it, when you're talking about rites of passage and the mother taking the son to the bridge, you were also talking about, this is not, rite of passage is not about, well, it is about the person, but it's not about me. It's not about the individual. It's more about, I believe, the community. And that is, I guess, again, I guess I kind of knew that, but in all the times this past year in the podcast when rites of passage comes up, we think of the young man going out for the ordeal.
Robert Bly and you know, all of his.
That's right. And it, could you contrast the guy? Because there's something there.
I mean, you know, there is, you know, when you cross that bridge, there is a sense of having to search for your sacred purpose. You know, but it's not separate from community and generational legacy and generational responsibility and generational trauma. You know, I mean, so I think, you know, the difficulty that I had with a lot of other people's manhood stuff and man box and all that other stuff is very Western.
Yes.
And it's nice. It sounds good. You know, we're in a man box and we got to get these. But that's not the issue. The issue is not, you know, that those, I mean, those are issues, but if you don't have the rooted framework of what the journey is about, then what are you doing? We just eliminate the patriarchy and limit and you're fine? No. No. The relationship to the universe is important. The relationship to each other is important, you know. And so I think, you know, that rites of passage is having the space to be able to explore all of those things.
Right. You know, so many of the men's group models, and again, this is primarily the Western view, are there to break into the man. To get him to recognize his heart, whether it's a Jungian model or the Robert Bly or mass movement or however you want to call it, is trying to break into. And one thing that I discovered in my healing journey, first, I don't trust other men. I didn't trust other men. I was already in my heart. I didn't need somebody to break into that. No, I was already in my heart. It was already there. How do I bring that out when society, patriarchy, and whatever presses that down? And so the circle that we have sounded very similar to what you were talking about with the Compadres Network. Now, I can't compare, but what you were talking about, the men opening up and the tears, that the texture of the compassion that is there in that opening, that space, that safe space for another man, for men to be encircled together, not to be judged, not to be fixed, but to open is what we attempt to do in our circle, in our own way.
You know, I think there's another part too, though, that we never talk about and we never explore. As a young man, you know, not having that model, but seeing my father in his woundedness be so harsh. Mm-hmm. He was very harsh to my mom, and I saw men in their harsh, and I didn't like that. It hurt me to see men. And so I went to the other side, and I became very gentle, very giving, very loving, and to the extent that all the girls saw me as their friend. I was their best friend, right?
Right.
And the problem with that is when I wanted to date them, they saw me as a brother and not as a date.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I got taken advantage of a lot because I was so much in my heart. Mm-hmm. I was so much in wanting to be liked and wanting to be admired by them that, you know, I would not say my truth. I would not put my boundaries. I would not require anything. And so you have men that are very much in their heart, very compassionate, that get taken advantage of. And a lot of women in couples counseling that we do say, well, you know, why do I always have to make the decisions? You know, he can't even make a decision. You know, we want to go eat. Where do you want to go eat, honey? Well, you choose. No, but I won't. I mean, you
know. I'm never guilty of that.
He has no backbone. So what we've seen as the other part is we have a generation of men that are very much in their heart.
Yeah.
Right? But it's a wounded heart. Right? It's a wounded sense of compassion. And sometimes we have to tell these men, you know, suck it up, fool. Come on, stand up, say something. Speak your truth. You know, go to the masculine side. You're always in the feminine. You know, what's wrong? Well, you're afraid to go to the masculine. Why? You know, and so that the thing is not to go to the wounded masculine side, but sometimes you need, I mean, and women say, I want to feel safe with him.
Right.
I don't feel safe with him. Right. Because, you know, he gets emotional all of a sudden, or he gets nervous, or, you know, and it's like, you know, he doesn't want to say, and sometimes I just need him to say, hey, this, we're doing this, let's go and do this. And, you know, and I'll push back. But I like, next time you do that, we'll do it. You know, I like that, you know, and so, and that's not patriarchy, you know. So I think that there's a deeper level of this discussion that, you know, and I've had this discussion with women. We assume that all women are healed and balanced. That's not true.
Mm-mm.
You know, but the Western society has made us, the wounded ones, and them the healed ones. So we're always to blame for everything, right? If we're going to really do this healing, we really need to do this healing across the board. And so I think there's some, you know.
Well, you know, one thing that I've had experience with, close experience with, is with an organization called Gender Equity and Reconciliation International.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And having gone through the facilitators training with them and being engaged with them for, gosh, almost a couple of years now, that recognition that our common thread between men and men and women and women and women and men is that we all are wounded.
Yeah.
Not comparing whose wound is worse. That's not relevant. But recognizing that, that we all have a carrier wound, and if we can see one another from that frame of reference and that common ground, then perhaps we can see one another and treat one another differently.
Well, but what I would add to that is what you started off by saying. There also needs to be that we all are sacred.
And
if women cannot see men as sacred, the game is over. I mean, I get called in to organizations or Head Start or. Like we want to get more men involved. We're going to get more fathers involved. And I say, are you sure? You really want more men here? We want to do more. Are you sure? When men come in here, we change the energy.
Yeah.
We're going to be different. Do you really want to do that? Well, but not this certain man. Wait. And women ask me, can women facilitate men's groups? Sure. As long as you love us, as long as you don't hate us, as long as you're not resentful to us. If you're angry at us, if you're resentful, you can't run a group with us.
Yeah.
That's not the, not the one that's going to help us. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done across the board, you know.
Absolutely.
And, you know, so I, but I appreciate, you know, you having this, send me the information so I know where to listen. And
absolutely. I will do that. It'll be a couple of days.
Yeah.
And I'll put it out. And I'd like
and
to
I appreciate you if you could you also announce the Healing Generations podcast. And you listen to it too. There's really good people on it that
absolutely.
And also the book, Recovering Your Sacred.
Yes. And when I do the video, I will take and put that book up.
Okay, great.
You know, and also the National Compadre Network. If there's a logo or something like that, I'll embed all of that in there.
Great.
So I'm in service to you in that respect.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
All right.
So thank you so much for your time.
Okay.
Peace.